Grape Nuts Flakes present Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's Hop Harrigan coming in for Grape Nuts Flakes, and Glenn Riggs saying they've got what it takes. And gang, it's 11 days before Christmas, but only 11 seconds before nosedive.
Here I am, and in only 5 seconds.
Okay, 5 seconds. The 11 was just an analogy.
I don't care about astronomy. All I care about is my Grape Nuts Flakes, please, Mr. Riggs.
I said analogy nosedive. Astronomy is the study of the stars.
Well, you better study your watch. I came in 5 seconds.
Okay. You're meteor fast.
That's better. I eat Grape Nuts Flakes. I'm fast. And that's a fact.
Fact, nosedive. Oh. And it is a fact, gang. Those Grape Nuts Flakes help give you speed. Get up and go. Yes, that whole grain nourishment and bodybuilding goodness of Grape Nuts Flakes, that's the ticket. That's why pilots like Hop Harrigan eat those toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes every single morning. And that's why you, gang, should help yourself to more zip, more punch and power with Grape Nuts Flakes.
Those Grape Nuts Flakes, they make you Toreador fast.
Oh, that's meteor fast, nosedive. But Toreador fast is pretty fast, too. Yes, those Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes. And now to our story. Trouble and more trouble seems to be dogging Hop's footsteps in his attempt to establish an airport at Lakeville, a small town in the Middle West. To begin with, Cyrus Hodgins, owner of the property, at first refused to lease it because of local superstition that the field was haunted by the ghost of a dead pilot who had crashed there. Then, at the height of a storm one night, Brooklyn Joe Maloney heard the ghost plane taking off. The following morning, Gail Nolan rushed to the field to tell Hop that Cyrus Hodgins had heard about the mysterious appearance of the ghost plane and was tearing up the lease. Putting two and two together, Hop decided a man named Cass Riker, who operated a couple of planes from a farm on the other side of town, was responsible. Hop, Gail, and Brooklyn Joe drove to Riker's farm, arriving just in time to see one of his planes, a Fairchild, take off. And to their amazement, it roared down a makeshift runway and rose into the air without human hands at the controls. Now, looking up into the sky, they can see the unpiloted Fairchild making lazy circles above the farm. Brooklyn Joe finally breaks the silence.
Either I'm saying things or it's the ghost plane.
What's the answer, Hop? There was no one in that cockpit when the plane took off.
Radio.
Radio what?
Radio controlled.
Are you kidding?
What else could it be?
I don't know, but I'll bet you the Brooklyn Bridge that Riker ain't got no plane control transmitter on his crummy layout. You know what an outfit like that costs?
No, but I imagine it's plenty.
More do-re-mi than he'll ever see.
Look, Hop, the plane's looping.
That's an Immelman. It is radio control. He certainly knows how to handle it.
She's nosing over. Coming down on a steep dive.
Look at that thing go. It's almost perpendicular.
It's heading right for us, Hop.
Don't worry.
What do you mean, don't worry? I'm getting out of here.
Don't be a fool, Joe. Something's controlling that plane.
Maybe yes or maybe no.
Hop, it is coming right at us.
Sit tight.
I'm crazy for listening to you.
I don't understand this. I don't get it at all.
We're all going to get it in just a minute unless we scram.
Don't move. It's too late.
Hop!
Close your eyes, Gail.
He's going to crash right into us.
Holy cats.
Are you all right, Gail?
I'll live, if that's what you mean. I'll never be the same.
Me neither. That dirty, low-down rat, wait till I get my hands on him.
Hop.
Yes, Gail.
Did my hair turn white?
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, then it never will. I'm sorry I screamed, but I don't remember ever being so frightened.
Forget it. Where's the plane now?
Over the other end of the field. You still think it's radio-controlled?
No.
Then let's get out of here. I don't like being buzzed by a ghost plane.
Stop using that word, Joe. You're just making a fool of yourself.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's better to be a live fool than a dead smart guy. Get rolling, Gail.
No, wait. Plane's coming in for a landing. Drive across the field to meet it, Gail.
Are you nuts? What are you doing, looking for trouble? Ain't we got enough?
Go ahead, Gail.
Maybe Joe's right, Hop. Maybe the less you have to do with Riker, the better off you are.
Looks like I've got everyone against me, doesn't it? Maybe I better just quit cold and get a job picking potatoes. What's the matter with you people? Don't you believe in fighting for your rights?
Oh, now look,
but you prefer taking it lying down.
What are you blowing your top for?
Because I'm getting mad. That's why I'm getting good and mad. I've had my fill of ghost planes, haunted airports, and stupid blockheaded ignorance. I didn't risk my life for 4 years to come back to this kind of poppycock. Drive across that field, Gail.
All right.
I'm sorry. I raised my voice. I lost my Irish temper, I guess. Oh, yeah. You won't accept my apology. I see.
We're the ones who should apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the jerks. Everything you said was on a beam, huh?
Wait, you mean you agree with me? That we should stand up and fight?
Of course.
What do you think?
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better. For a minute there, I thought I was out of step with the world.
The plane's taxiing up to the hangar, Hop.
Step on it, Gail.
I still don't see nobody in that cockpit.
Pull around alongside it.
She stopped. The engine's cut.
That's it, Gail, right alongside. Fine, stop here. And kill your motor. Come on, Joe.
Hop, there is someone in the cockpit.
I thought so.
Who is it? Riker?
Yes.
Didn't scare you, did I, Harrigan?
Get out of that ship, Riker, before I come up and pull you out.
Oh, so that's how it is, huh? Be right with you, big shot.
Hop, Joe, you better be careful.
Don't worry about us.
So you didn't like my little joke, did you, Harrigan?
We don't like nothing about you.
Who's your friend, Harrigan? How come he's not wearing a muzzle?
Why, you dirty
Hold
rat.
It, Joe.
Just let me take one poke at him. Just one.
It'd be the last poke you took at anyone, brother.
Oh, yeah?
Joe.
Okay. Okay, I'll save it up.
What's the big idea, Riker? What's your game?
Oh, that little buzz job on your car? Just my sense of humor, Harrigan. Used to work the act in the flying circus. All you do is crouch down under the instrument panel and make it look like no one's at the controls. Had you guessing, didn't it?
Is that the way you buzzed my feel last night?
Huh?
Don't give me that hump business. You're the one who's been keeping that ghost plane legend alive.
You're way off the beam, Harrigan.
I suppose you'll deny seeing Mr. Hodgins this morning and telling him that the ghost plane showed up again last night.
Did it?
You know it did.
Who is this character, Harrigan?
I'll show you who I am, you punk.
Just let me at him. Stop it, Joe. Stop it.
Let him go, Harrigan.
Joe, cut it out.
Okay. But I ain't gonna forget this.
Tough, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, plenty tough.
Joe, please, don't stop.
Now, look, Riker. I've got enough on you to have your CAA license tossed out the window and you tossed into jail.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. You left me flat in New City last night to fly back here and pull that ghost plane scare. This morning, you told Mr. Hodgins about it to make him back out on his deal with me. Not only that, but you just endangered three lives by buzzing Miss Nolan's car, and her father happens to be the county judge.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Miss Nolan.
You're taking all this pretty calmly, aren't you, Riker?
Why not? You've been talking through your hat, Harrigan. Sure, I saw Hodgins this morning. So what? Any law against it?
No law, no. But if you knew about the ghost plane showing up last night, you were the one who flew it.
You're crazy. I wouldn't go near that field at night for $1 million.
Why not?
Want me to tell you?
Go ahead.
Because nobody ever took off from that field at night without cracking up. And the first time you take off at night, you'll pile up, too. And maybe lose your life.
Slowly, word by word, Cass Riker pounds home a dire warning. A little dazed, Hop lets it sink in. And when it does, he suddenly makes a daring decision. We'll be back in a moment to find out what Hop's decision is. Yeah, and if you say that once more, I'll hit you so hard you'll think you were hit by a guy who's just eaten 10 bowls of Grape Nuts Flakes and milk.
Who are you talking to, Mr. Riggs?
Let me tell you, those Grape Nuts Flakes are so full of whole grain nourishment and bodybuilding goodness that just one Grape Nuts Flake sock and you'll be done for.
Who is it, Mr. Riggs? Who are you giving an argument to, huh?
Go ahead. I double dare you. I double barrel flavor dare you. What do I mean? Why, double-barreled flavor is the flavor of Grape Nuts Flakes. Yeah, and it's a flavor that if you'd get more of, you'd smile sometimes. They're two times tasty, those Grape Nuts flakes. Try them instead of standing there arguing with me.
Oh, dear, he's sick. Mr. Ricks, who is it? What is the matter?
Oh, some wise guy over there.
Where, Mr. Ricks?
See, there. Over in that corner.
Why, Mr. Ricks, that's nobody. That's you in the mirror.
Me in the mirror?
Yes.
Well, anyway, I won.
Because you know about Grape Nuts Flakes, but the one in the mirror, oh, he's just a dunce.
And now back to our story. Cass Riker, whom Hop suspects of being behind the ghost plane mystery at the Lakeville Airport, has warned Hop that the first time he takes off from the airport at night, he'll crack up, like all the others did. As we continue now, Hop, Gail, and Brooklyn Joe have left Riker's farm and are back at the airport, where they discover that during their absence, the Piper Cub Hop ordered from the Army surplus pool has arrived. Circling the trim little plane as it stands on the apron, Joe is ecstatic.
Boy, oh boy, she's a honey, Hop. Almost brand new. You can tell by the tires. There ain't hardly any tread worn off.
Oh, that's not an accurate way of telling, Joe. They may have changed the tires lately.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But she is pretty, Hop.
Oh, yeah, they're trim little ships. Joe.
Yeah?
Suppose you hop in and turn her over. You know how?
Are you kidding? I'd like a dime for every one of these grasshoppers I tuned up. I'd be the richest guy in Brooklyn.
I don't know what I'm laughing about. I've got a plane and maybe no field.
Don't worry about the field, Hop. I'm sure you can talk Mr. Hodgins into changing his mind.
Oh, it's not only that, Gail. I've got to get to the bottom of this. I've got to break the jinx.
Okay, Hop.
Okay, I'll spin the prop for you. Brakes on?
Yep.
Switch off?
Switch off.
All right, contact.
Switch on.
Here goes. Better stand back, Gail.
She started quickly enough.
Starting's only part of the battle. Half throttle, Joe. Sounds pretty good. Too bad Tank isn't here. He'd know in a minute about that engine. Okay, Joe, full throttle.
Good heavens, what a racket.
That racket is music to your ears when you're up 5,000 feet. That's enough, Joe.
Sonia, Hop.
Pretty good. What did you think?
She prays like a kitten.
A pretty ferocious kitten, if you ask me.
Come on out, Joe.
Coming.
Well, we're in business, Gail. Maybe.
Stop worrying about it, Hop. We'll talk it over with Dad tonight. I'm sure he can straighten Mr. Hodgins out.
She's okay for my money, Hop. All we gotta do is touch her up where they scraped off the Army insignia and we're set.
We've got to do something else first. Or at least I do.
What's that?
What time is it?
Almost 3 o'clock.
Gets dark about 7, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, what's on your mind?
Remember what Cass Riker said? That nobody ever took off from this field at night without cracking up?
Yeah? So what?
I'm going to break that jinx. I'm going to take off in the Piper. Tonight.
For a long moment, neither Gail nor Brooklyn Joe get the full import of Hop's statement. But when they do, their jaws drop, and they stare at him in wide-eyed amazement. Hop is going to fly in the face of, well, call it what you will, an unsolved mystery that has brought death to one pilot and near death to two others, or a diabolically clever plot to keep the field from being operated. Either way, he's playing into the hands of danger. Anything may happen as he guns the little Piper down the runway, and something does. So don't fail to listen Monday for thrills and excitement as Hop tries to break the jinx hanging over the Lakeville Airport. Don't miss it. Be sure to tune in to Monday's tense episode brought to you by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. See you Monday, same time, same station. And don't forget, Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes. Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.